gentleman who calls their games, also does the basketball games as well. Dave Hunziker joins us. Dave, how you doing?
Doing good. Good to be with you.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for coming on. Well, Chuba's obviously, you know, he's had just a ridiculous breakout season, leading the nation in rushing yards, and is poised to become only the 30th player ever to rush for 2,000-plus yards. I think he needs like 174 over, or not even that, 168 over his final two games, which would seem obvious based on how he's doing. You've seen, you know, that school's got a, you know, Barry Sanders. They've had a lot of other good running backs. I'm not comparing him to Sanders at all, but what's impressed you most about this season, having watched every snap and down, and what makes you believe that maybe this is a guy who can go to that next level at the NFL?
I think the fact that he can do everything, you know, and I thought he could be a pretty good back. I thought he would probably be better than Justice Hill, who was a freshman All-American, and now is playing in the NFL with Baltimore. But he can do it all. He's fast, you know, obviously a Canadian track champion. He has tremendous vision and patience. He never loses yardage. He's always falling forward, you know, to get an extra yard or two. And he's been very durable. And, you know, he's carried the ball so much this year. And so he's just the complete package. I knew he could be really good, and I thought he'd be better than Justice Hill, but I didn't realize he'd be this good.
And I've noticed, like, he had 88 receiving yards. Have they started to use him more in a receiving role out of the backfield? Because he doesn't have, like, that was the most, it's almost half of his total for the season. Do you think that's something they're going to want to do more, or is it just because of the defense they were playing?
So, you know, it's something that's been dictated by the defense with the loss of Oklahoma State's All-American wide receiver, Tylan Wallace, and now their starting quarterback, Spencer Sanders, who's hurt. And Sanders is a tremendous running threat. I think they felt like they need to get him the ball in different ways because their personnel has changed. And so, yeah, Chuba's a great receiver. They just really didn't want to throw it to him early in the year because they were working him so hard with his carries. They didn't want to add to his workload. But now I think in order to get him the ball and give him a chance to make plays, that in many cases is the best way to do it, given how defenses are playing them, minus Spencer Sanders, the dynamic running quarterback, and Tylan Wallace, who's one of the best receivers in the country. So it's changed how they've had to use him.
Looking at, you know, just the running back award, the Moak Award, like, to me, he's the leading candidate for that one for sure. Like, I think he's there. Now, the Heisman, you know, historically, it's a quarterback award. You've got, of course, the LSU QB who, you know, Burrow's is probably, you know, the leading candidate. But where do you, like, is there anything he could do in the final weeks, do you think, to make him a legit, like, top three candidate for the Heisman?
Saturday against Oklahoma, if he goes off for, say, 230-plus yards and Oklahoma State wins a game, it's a game changer. That's the opportunity for him. If he goes off against Oklahoma and has a huge game and keys Oklahoma State to an upset win, knocking Oklahoma out of the college football playoff race on a Saturday night, Thanksgiving weekend, in front of the entire nation, with all eyes on that game, at least a lot of eyes on it, to me that changes everything. Then he gets thrust potentially into the forefront. So Saturday's huge for him. It's an opportunity against a very good Oklahoma team to kind of put one last, you know, bullet point on the resume. But this is a big one. And I've thought that all along, that for him to have a real chance to seriously contend for the Heisman and maybe win it, the Bedlam game, the rivalry game against Oklahoma, would be huge. And that's kind of where things sit right now. He's had a tremendous year, but I think for him to have a realistic chance at it, he's got to have a big game Saturday in Bedlam.
When you look at his overall game, kind of how is it being received in Oklahoma? Like, is he now kind of one of the big guys on campus? Like, are fans becoming huge Hubbard fans? And were they before the season started?
Oh, my gosh, yes. There have been T-shirts printed with the, you know, the maple leaf on it, that to kind of a tribute to him and his Canadian background and his Canadian upbringing. He's hugely popular. And, you know, he's very humble. He's not a guy that, you know, that goes about his business the wrong way. He's down to earth. He's humble. Everybody likes him. He's become a big, big figure on the Oklahoma State campus. You know, and he's just been so uniquely explosive. Everybody loved to watch him play.
Well, he's so fast, right? Like, his speed, when he gets in the open field, you know, that's where you see the sprinter background. It's amazing.
it is. You know, Mike Gundy made the comment a few weeks ago to me. He said, you know, when he gets in the open field, he's like Secretariat running down the stretch. It's over. And that's pretty much been true. No one's come close to catching him, and he's had so many long runs. He is unique. He is very unique. And the question I really had going into the year, about the only big question I had, was his durability.
Yeah.
Well, that's been taken care of with what he's done this year. I mean, you know, with the new tailback, that's always the concern that you have is, you know, can they hold up over the course of the season? Well, he's done that and a lot more.
Dave Hunziker, the voice of Oklahoma State Cowboys football. We are discussing Sherwood Park product, Chuba Hubbard, of course, who leads the entire NCAA in rushing yards with over 1,832, and you know, has a chance to become only the 30th player in NCAA history to have a 2,000-yard rushing season, which that in itself is pretty remarkable. He could do it this week if he goes off. He needs about 168 yards over his next 2 weeks to do it. Now, where do you see the Cowboys? They were ranked 20th in the nation. Of course, they win this one. You know, then we get into the conference play. Where do you see them just in their own conference? Do they got a chance to win?
You know, won't be able to win the conference, but, you know, they started slowly. They were 4-3. Through the first seven games, had a lot of issues with turnovers, losing fumbles and throwing interceptions, and that really hampered them. But they have found their stride. They've won four in a row going into their big rivalry game against Oklahoma, which is a huge thing, a series that Oklahoma has dominated against Oklahoma State. So the Cowboys are used to being the underdog. You know, so now, you know, what's on the board? You know, a chance to finish a year on a five-game win streak. Some really nice potential bowl destinations are in play. So, and all of that is certainly yet to be determined. But Oklahoma State only starts four seniors, sometimes only three. So to be that young and still win eight or nine games, especially given the fact they were 4-3 at one point, would be a really good year for this team. And then next year, you know, depending on how things play out and who decides to come back, this Oklahoma State team could be a loaded team that's a legit top 10 squad to start the season.
Any idea what bowl game they'll get?
You know, right now probably two options that are realistic. The Camping World Bowl in Orlando is where Oklahoma State went a couple of years ago to play Virginia Tech, the projected matchup, and you never know if this is going to pan out, but the projected matchup would be Notre Dame, a team Oklahoma State's never played. So I think, at least speaking for myself, that's what gets me fired up. And I think if Oklahoma State wins against Oklahoma, that is probably where they're going to end up. If they don't end up there, they'll probably go to the Houston Bowl, that also known formally as the Texas Bowl. That's the one bowl Oklahoma State hasn't been to in the Big 12 rotation anytime recently. It's been 17 years since they've been there. So these things, you kind of take your turn at the different venues. And that could be any of a number of different opponents. But I think selfishly, you know, fans can a lot closer to get to Houston for the fans to travel. So they'd like to be able to have the game close to home. But at the same time, I think people are really fired up about a potential matchup with Notre Dame. So it may be a win-win situation. You go to Houston, it's close where folks can go down there and watch the game. You go to Orlando and, you know, perhaps you can't make that long trip, but at least you get to see him play Notre Dame.
Now, Chuba Hubbard, you know, he just turned 20 in the summertime, right? So you mentioned guys who are coming back. Who are some of the other players that you think might be on the fence to return or not?
Tylan Wallace is the other, the wide receiver, who is, you know, legitimately a projected first-round pick. Now, the wild card with him would be, with the knee injury, likelihood is he would not be able to participate in the NFL combine. And so how does that affect things? And so if he doesn't feel good about his draft position, and this is a draft that seems to be pretty loaded for 2020 with wide receivers, he may decide, heck, I might as well go back. He does have an insurance policy, the Lloyd's of London, which protects his earning power in the NFL. Okay. And he has it for the maximum amount, which means should he suffer an injury that ends his career, that insurance policy pays. So he has that. So that is a nice thing that he has. School pays for it. That's part of the deal. It's how it works. And so that's a good thing for him, which maybe given his circumstances might at least give him a little more of an inkling to come back, because that's that makes a big difference. The fact that he has that insurance policy makes a big difference, and Chuba has one too. We'll see, what Chuba decides to do.
What would your gut tell you right now that he does?
With Chuba, a month ago I would have said slam dunk he's going to the NFL. Now I'm not so sure. So I don't know if I have a gut. A month ago I would have told you without any hesitation he was going to the NFL. And I'm not sure why I've changed my mind, but I'm not certain now if he'll do that or not. So we'll just kind of see how things play out.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch, Dave. I really appreciate the rundown. Enjoy the big weekend.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, and we're sure pleased to have Chuba with us, and he's had a wonderful season.